to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our social media platforms. Visit and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air, or listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app like Spotify or Podcast One and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is the New York Times bestselling husband and wife team of Mark and Angel Chernoff. They're here this morning to talk about their new book, 1,000 Plus Little Habits of Happy, Successful Relationships. It's our pleasure to welcome Mark and Angel to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you, Rodney.
All right. So let me ask you guys this. You two have literally wrote the book on relationships. Growing up, did you guys have good role models of what a healthy relationship looked like?
Absolutely. I mean, we are both incredibly fortunate, I will say that, to have two sets of parents that are both married and never divorced. So we did have some great role models growing up. But we also, you know, have spent a great part of the last 12 years of our life doing couples and individual coaching. So we've gone through the gamut. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and Zoom calls and Skype calls over the years, and listening and kind of paying attention to what is and is not working in people's relationships. And I mean, that's where an idea for this book was born, is through that coaching and really kind of focusing in on, hey, there's habits and rituals that support who we want to be and the relationships we want to create. And then there's habits and rituals that work against these things, right? And actually pull us further away. And so this book focuses on getting, kind of tweaking your daily habits and rituals in your relationships to get things right, moving in the right direction.
And we'll talk about the book in a second here, but with the pandemic, what impact are you finding quarantining and being in a bubble over the past year? What impact has that had on couples? What are you guys finding?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're definitely hearing that there's too much time spent together. It actually goes to both extremes, right? There's the relationships where now you're on top of each other, you're seeing each other constantly, you're getting on each other's nerve, there's no breather, there's no break. And then there's the other extreme where I haven't seen my own parents or I haven't seen family members in over a year and I miss them dearly and I'm lonely.
So on a personal level, what did you learn about one another during this pandemic? Because we all learned some things, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we learned most importantly the importance of patience and truly just sitting with somebody, not having, you know, not needing distractions. I think that's one of the systems that we maybe didn't even notice, but everything in our lives, from going to work, from going here, from going there, somewhat distracts us from the relationships we have with each other. And suddenly when, at least in our immediate family, we were around each other pretty much 24/7, it requires a different level of patience and presence. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere we need to go. What we need to do is be able to sit with each other and have some honest conversations and also give ourselves space, right? Just because we're in one space doesn't mean we can't also have alone time and personal time. So all of that was a very important realization.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, we're speaking to New York Times bestselling authors Mark and Angel Chernoff. The title of the book is 1,000 Plus Little Habits of Happy, Successful Relationships. For more information on the show, more information on our guests, you can follow us on our social media platform, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and follow us there now. Now, Angel, Mark touched on this, but tell us more about the new book.
Yeah, you know, 1,000 Little Habits of Happy, Successful Relationships. This is not just about intimate couple relationships. It involves all different types of relationships, including family, children, everyday relationships. It includes having boundaries and expectations. And also, you know, the very first chapter that it begins with is the relationship with ourself. We often overlook that. You know, you talk about, hey, what are the three most important relationships in your life? And we'll oftentimes just completely surpass that altogether. And so the opening chapter is just based on the relationship with yourself. And so I think that's extremely important to self-reflect on how you're showing up and what position you're coming from in these relationships in your life.
Okay. Now, you guys say that there are 10 things happy couples do differently. Explain what they are and give us some examples very quickly.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things as it relates to the pandemic I think is very pertinent is the idea of communication, and Angel just touched on that, right? And communication, being very clear and kind, but also being available in words. You know, something that we have done throughout the pandemic is if someone frustrates us, we'll just close up, right? And the silent treatment ensues. The silent treatment is a very toxic and common relationship habit that we have, and one that needs to be resolved. The silent treatment does not just remove you from an argument you're having with somebody. It removes you slowly from the relationship you have with them. That distance is very unhealthy. And so that's one of the things, you know, happy couples in any relationship, family relationship, will work on, is making sure that the right things are being communicated, right, in a kind way.
Now, in the book, you talk about something that I think is really interesting. You talk about toxic family members. How can toxic family members impact your relationship?
Yeah, I mean, our environment is everything. And so when we think about who are the closest relationships that we have around us, if that individual is someone who is constantly spewing negativity and drama, that's going to have an impact on us, right? And so it's really taking a look at that relationship and saying, okay, is this relationship healthy for me? And now I know we all have that, maybe a few, maybe not just one, but maybe a few family members who fit into that category. And we can't just cut them out of our life completely, right? They're family. And so I think you just have to look at the amount of time you're spending with them. Like, A, you want to make sure that they feel heard and seen and that you're there to listen to them. But also, if it is getting to a situation where it's just constant, like this is just part of who they are and what they do, I think you have to think about the amount of time that you're spending with them and thinking, okay, do I talk to this person daily? Is this healthy for me? Is it feeding me? So maybe, you know, you start to limit that time. And so I think it's showing up, letting them feel seen and heard and providing the space for them to communicate. But then also just taking a look at it and seeing, okay, the amount of time that I'm spending with them, is this healthy for me? Should I start to limit that a tad bit?
And again, this morning, we're speaking to authors Mark and Angel Chernoff. They're the authors of the book, 1,000 Plus Little Habits of Happy, Successful Relationships. Now, I'm going to mention a few relationship categories that some of our listeners may find themselves in. What advice would you give to them? And I'll start with newly engaged couples. What advice would you guys have for these couples?
Presence with each other, paying attention, learning about each other. You know, the best gift you can give somebody that you're engaged to and beginning a life together with is to learn as much as you can about them. I think a great way of doing that, you know, and the pandemic has kind of interrupted this a bit, but there's still ways of doing it, which is like new first experiences, right? Do things for the first time together. You will learn about each other. You will be building memories together. I mean, it's exciting for both of you. And so even if you can't do this by getting on a plane and flying around the world, you can do this locally. Like go check out something in your local city or a local park or something like that, a place you've never been before. And bring a picnic basket. Those moments of presence and new experiences together allow you to learn about each other, which is really cool.
All right. Couples with blended families. What advice would you give those couples?
Yeah, with those, I think it's so important to make sure that each individual in the family feels seen, right? Like that they are providing space for each other to get to know one another, right? It's not, hey, this is my family and this is your family. But when you're coming together as a whole, I think it really is important to spend quality time together in the same space, you know, as much as possible, and really providing that space to get to know one another and let each person feel seen and heard and have an input and not so much like you do this and barking orders or demanding things, but really providing that healthy space to spend quality time together.
All right. Couples facing infidelity. This is a hard one. What advice would you give couples there?
So that's a tough one. You undoubtedly have to decide when infidelity is in the picture, whether you are choosing forgiveness to move forward or whether you need to go separate ways. And there is not a right or wrong answer to that. But I will say this. If you choose to practice forgiveness, to move forward together as a couple, you've got to walk the talk as much as anything else. In other words, you can't say, hey, I forgive you, but then show up into every conversation and interaction with them saying, you know, at least in the back of your mind, they are this person who did this thing to me, and that's who they will always be, right? Because if the other person who you've seemingly forgiven gets the feeling constantly like you hate them and you'll never forgive them, the relationship will crumble anyway. So again, it's a very tricky situation, but the conversations and the time spent together to sort out what the path forward is for the both of you is important. And once it's decided upon, you really have to act in a way that reinforces that. So it shouldn't be, hey, we're going separate ways, but we're constantly staying in touch. And it shouldn't be, hey, we are, forgiveness is part of this equation. We're moving forward together, but then acting as if this person is always this demon who did this thing to you. So it's very tricky, but a path needs to be decided and then reinforced.
All right. I know you guys are running out of time this morning. The title of the book is 1,000 Plus Little Habits of a Happy, Successful Relationship. Finally, why should our listeners go out and buy this book, guys?
I think all of us need the daily reminders, right? I don't think anything you find in 1,000 Little Habits is going to be rocket science, but I think there's a lot of incredibly practical tips and tools and habits that you can implement in your life and relationships that you forget to do. Your better judgment goes out the window on busy days, on stressful moments with your loved ones, and therefore having the right reminders, call them affirmations, quotes, prayers, whatever you want to call it, having those reminders front and center on a daily basis can work wonders, and that is exactly what this book is all about.
All right. And Angel, how can our listeners find out more about you very quickly?
Yeah, you can check out our blog, markandangel.com, and that is Mark spelled with a C.
All right. Thank you, guys. I know you got to run. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to New York Times bestselling authors Mark and Angel Chernoff. The title of the book, again, is 1,000 Plus Little Habits of Happy, Successful Relationships. For more information on our guests, more information on the show, or more information on anything that you may have missed, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, follow us there now, and like us there as well. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.